So next question is going to be, let's see, Raymond Zeno, Zeno, 3556. Today's 9/18, 68-year-old gentleman, originally from Louisiana, who used to work in a chemical plant and do construction. He's widowed since 1997, secondary to breast cancer that took his wife's life, period. He's a smoker. He has shortness of breath, weakness, anxiety because of his shortness of breath, period. He's also in pain because of degenerative disc disease and lower extremity issues. Patient currently is not on oxygen. Patient has a long-standing history of depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, was recently hospitalized at Ocean Rehab because of his mental changes and his mental condition. Medications include Defexor 150 once daily, Cogentin 0.5 milligram, Daneurontin 300 TID, Risperdal 1 milligram twice a day, Klonopin. No Klonopin, scratch that. VVF system, swelling in the lower extremity, ADL dependency, wears a diaper, weak. Patient used to be on oxygen before he was transferred to rehab, but is no longer oxygen. His hospital records and his O2 sats pending at this time. Family history, surgical history, coronary artery bypass graft, hernia surgery times two. Family history, mom died at childbirth, dad died of a stroke. Patient is the 14th child. There are seven boys and eight girls in the family. Also, COVID immunizations, appetite, allergy, none. On exam, Mr. Raymond Zeno is alert, awake. 150 over 70, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart pulse levels of two, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosal tan lesion. Number one, COPD. Number two, O2 is at blank. Number three, mild tachycardia. Number four, shortness of breath with activity. Number five, anxiety. Number six, bipolar disorder. Number seven, psychiatric issues requiring medication to control his symptoms. Next number will obtain a hospital record regarding his COPD and evaluate patients for possible end-stage COPD with palliative care. Thank you.